emergency, emergency.
We all make a one.
We should exterminate you now. We will get our power.
We all make a one. We are a superior being.
Daleks, listen to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
See old dustbins, and then over the ruined factory there's a funny noise. Ian Brady and Myra Hindley. Drinking German wine. Ian said to Myra, "Should we go out, Myra, and have a little look around for a special secret?" So they went out in their little car, yeah. And Edward Evans was sat in his front room with his mother polishing his black shoes that he got from Marks and Spencer. And he went down to the station. When he got to the station, what did he see, John? Ian Brady. Myra Hindley, very friendly. Pretending he wanted a little bit of trade too, okay? When walked to the station. He went out to the car. And there was Murray Hindley in a black wig, waiting for the boat. Drinking German wine. You know, that German wine, it tastes so good. Like little girls' blood. Where were they now? did want to meet Edward Evans. Ghost! And they went down the street, armed with the carving knife, until they got to the red bow box. And Momo, Corey, she stood guard. And David Smith, he dialed 999. And the desk sergeant at the police station put down his mug of tea and stopped filling in the football coupon. To answer the phone, and he heard a voice at the other end. There's been a murder. There's been a murder.
Saw them a year ago this weekend. reported missing at the time.
taxi driver who is missing and to find a witness in an investigation into the murder of a 15-year-old Arab, Mr. Ali Shah Sam, whose body was found in a flat in Harley Street in the afternoon last July 4th. Two other Arabs, a photo from the present novel, hailed a taxi. Tell the very human story of a desperate young woman very much in need of help. For the victim is a one-day-old baby girl. Her body was found in Grangewood Park, Thornton Heath, wrapped in newspaper and placed in a Jubilee plastic carrier bag. It was left in the ladies' lavatory sometime during Monday, the 20th of June. That's over 3 weeks ago. The trial will be strangled. For the past 3 weeks, this woman has traced the mother. They've been successful. This is all right.
Where? You don't live here. The man wants you out of his house.
He not told me.
Well, he don't tell you he wants you out now.
Right,
where's your shoes?
I'm going to get them.
Hmm?
Under the couch.
Under the couch?
Well, you know, to me, life is humor. I get a kick out of human beings as a kid. I don't need booze, I don't need marijuana. I get high just being around people. Some of the things that people do, I think that's where I get most of it. We're watching some of the things that police officers, most of the time it's citizens, they're
maybe you saw somebody hanging about in the doorway here.
What seems to be a major trauma for them is a laughter for us.
Standing there, keeping watch, maybe turning people away who wanted to get into the shop. Had a compass. It could have been a woman, couldn't it? Around last 9:45, a pair of them would simply come away from the shop and probably walk off in that direction. Now, here's an interesting thing.
Hey, Tony.
A couple of photo fits of the man, made up by two of the staff, quite independently.
Yeah,
the difference is, there's a moustache on the one. Man about 6 feet 3 inches, wearing a vest that you're right to see. Very smart way.
sir, I understand. Left to go left. Right to go right. Forward down. Go back to go up.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.